find a nice, comfortable place to sit, or make yourself all cozy in your bed and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, then slowly and gently let the breath out. Again, deep breath in, then slowly and gently let the breath out. One more time, deep breath in, and slowly and gently let the breath out, and just relax. Now imagine you're surrounded by a beautiful white light. A beautiful, really, really lovely white light. A light so bright, but it doesn't hurt to look at it. A light that will protect you and bring you peace. Breathe in this white light and feel it as it enters your body completely, making you feel all warm and safe. Now imagine yourself sitting on the end of a pier with your legs dangling over the edge, and your feet are gently moving backwards and forwards in the calm, cool water. Breathe in the fresh ocean air. You feel so peaceful here, so calm, so relaxed. And the sun is high in the sky, with just a few small fluffy clouds drifting on by. And there are a few birds flying overhead, and you can hear them as they sing to each other, and it makes you smile with happiness. As you sit there in the sunshine, you see something moving in the water below, and you wonder what it is. Suddenly, the head of a dolphin pops up from beneath the water and gently swims past you. Oh my, a dolphin so close to you. The dolphin comes even closer, close to your feet. And you reach out your hand to stroke his skin. It feels all sleek and smooth, but also a bit rubbery. It really feels quite nice. The dolphin is a blue-grey colour, but not as blue as the beautiful water he's swimming in. You find that you can hear the dolphin's thoughts. And he's asking you if you would like to come for a ride with him.
Well, of course, you say yes.
You slip into the lovely cool water beside this beautiful and gentle creature, and you look into his amazing eyes. What do you see when you look into his eyes? Do you see the loving kindness there? I know I do. You grab hold of the dolphin's fin, and slowly at first, the dolphin begins to move. He makes sure, though, that you have tight hold of him. You can feel the water moving past you as you ride with the dolphin. But as he picks up speed, the water begins to splash all over you. You find this exhilarating. The dolphin moves faster and faster, and you start to laugh out loud. Oh, this is so much fun. You whiz past other sea life. You can see little fish under the water as you speed past. Then suddenly, the dolphin gives one big jump, and you feel yourself in the air and out of the water. The dolphin jumped really high up, and the two of you come down again with a great big splash. The dolphin dives deep underwater, and you with him. To your amazement, you find you can breathe under the water, and you can still hear the dolphin's thoughts. You hear him as he tells you not to worry, because he is taking you for a swim deep below the surface. He is taking you somewhere that no one has ever been before. But first, he wants you to just have fun with him, swimming deep under the water. So for a few moments, just swim with the dolphin and look around his beautiful underwater world. The dolphin now takes you deeper and deeper into the beautiful blue water. You can see many fish, all different kinds and all different colours. You swim down to the seabed and see lots and lots of colourful coral. Again, there are many different shapes and sizes, and the colours are absolutely amazing. Purples, yellows, blues, even a shiny silvery looking one. You're not even sure if it is coral. The dolphin swims quickly forward, and you find yourself in front of a huge marble archway with beautiful lights on either side of it, and they glitter and they twinkle in this deep underwater world. As you look through the archway, you see a beautiful young mermaid waiting for you. And beyond her, a huge marble city with shining bright lights everywhere. The young mermaid tells you that her name is Selena, and that she is now to be your guide. She tells you that the Mermaid Queen has requested it. She tells you that it is the Queen's magical powers that enable you to breathe underwater. You see, they were expecting you today. They knew you were coming to see them. The dolphin waits patiently for you as you swim off with the young mermaid. She is taking you to visit this vast underwater kingdom with all its twinkling lights. The city has many tall buildings, and all of them are made from marble. It is so beautiful here. You can see many mermaids and mermen swimming around, going about their business. You can see their children at play. Some of them are playing football. And you think it looks ever so funny because they don't have legs, so they're hitting the ball with their tails. Some of them are playing hide and seek. One or two of them are hiding behind trees and bushes, thinking that they can't be seen. But their huge tails are sticking out, giving away their hiding places. The young mermaid swims off towards a wonderfully lit building covered completely with beautiful coral. In so many different colours. So many that it looks just like a shimmering rainbow. She tells you that this is the school for all the children here. That's why it's so colourful. And she tells you that she's going to take you to meet the head of this magical underwater school. So you and she swim through the open doors and down a very long, brightly lit hallway. And when she stops, you find that you are in a large room with a big desk at the far end of it. And sitting at that desk is another mermaid. Only this one is older and looks to be a lot wiser. She is wearing small black spectacles on the end of her nose and has very bright green hair floating all around her head. She looks up and gives you a great big smile. You think she looks really lovely. She asks you what your name is, and you tell her. And you ask her what her name is. She tells you her name is Miss Salty. You think that this is a very odd name, but you smile anyway. Miss Salty adjusts her spectacles and says that she can see the potential in you. And she asks you if you would like to join her school and learn the underwater ways. Miss Salty tells you that this is a very special school. It is a magical school, and all of the little mermaids and mermen must learn this magic so that they can be of service to their community and to be able to help all merpeople. Miss Salty stops at one of the classes to show you what they are teaching. It's a magical science class. There are a couple of naughty little mermen in this class, and they are being very disruptive to others who are trying to learn. The teacher, a rather dowdy merman, says,
"I have warned you both twice now, and you are still not behaving."
The dowdy teacher then waves his wand and turns them into, oh dear, two big fat water slugs with great big googly eyes and two big wobbly antennae coming out from the top of their head, making them look very dozy indeed. You give a little laugh and then stop. As you swim away from the classroom, Miss Salty and Selena, they show you all of the other things that they have for the students here. They show you that they have a magical arena where they do sports and lots of magical activities. It's a vast open place with large turrets, and you can see lots of mermaids and mermen sitting in seats all around the arena, watching all of the activities of their children. Some of them are cheering them on and shouting support to them. Miss Salty says that you can join in if you want to and have some fun for a while. So you do. For a few moments, just enjoying yourself. Meet some new friends. Learn something new in this wonderful, magical underwater world. Now it's time for you to return to the large marble arches where the dolphin is still waiting for you. But before you go, because you've been so good, Miss Salty gives you a fancy silver sparkling wand with your name engraved on it to bring back with you. How wonderful! She tells you that next time you come for a visit, this wand will allow you to breathe underwater. And all you have to do is tap it on your head 3 times and whisper, "Miss Salty, Miss Salty, Miss Salty." And then you'll be able to breathe underwater just like them. Selena then guides you back to the marble arches where the dolphin is waiting for you. You thank her and wave goodbye, and she smiles. She swims off back towards the beautiful underwater city and disappears. The lovely dolphin asks you if you've had a good time. He smiles at you and tells you to hold on to his fin so he can take you back home. It's a long trip home, So you decide to have a little lie down on his back and have a little sleep. Just a few minutes, of course. And as you do, you drift off into the most amazing sleep, feeling ever so happy and so peaceful, dreaming all about the things you've seen and done. And the really best bit about this day is that when you wake up, you will be back in your own bed. But there'll always be many, many more places for you to visit in this beautiful underwater world.